Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 41st annual production sale April 3rd and 4th at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 1,400 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females, including the entire Gardner Angus Ranch registered cow herd. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee. Free delivery. Join them in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd and 4th, or join them online. Visit GardnerAngus.com for videos of the sale offering, the sale book, and more.
Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls house flies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
In today's cattle futures market continued its wild ride here. We started off today about $2 or so lower in live cattle and feeder cattle before rallying. We were actually $4 to $5 higher on the feeder cattle, you know, and somewhere $2 or $3 higher on the live cattle before selling back off. April live cattle actually finished down the limit, down $4.50 at $88.32. That was an expanded limit again. But we closed down there. Now, April was the only live cattle contract to close that much lower. But overall, the market was extremely weak. Feeder cattle, April's down $1.65 here at $109.02. May's finished down about $3.55 at $108.10. August, $3.22 lower. So again, across the board, significant weakness here. There was some cash trade on Wednesday around $113. Then I heard some 110, and then today I actually heard some 105 in Kansas. And that could reflect what we saw in the futures market. And I don't know if the futures market caused the cash to get weaker, or the cash went weaker than the futures market. But overall, extreme weakness here. Same thing in the hogs. We're reaching new lows here. We're down to about 40 cents on the hogs. The April's down 447 to 4022.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see. There's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
The grain markets were mixed here. Wheat finally caught a slight bid with the Kansas City July up 8 to 9 cents. July was 8 3/4 higher at 480. Chicago wheat was 8 to 10 cents higher. The soybeans, on the other hand, 2 to 5 lower, and corn was 1 to 3 lower. The same thing we've been seeing, just a lot of unknowns in the marketplace. One positive was it looks like Russia is going to limit their exports for wheat in the second quarter to 7 million tons. And that helps us here in the United States. We have a little bit of an excess crop going forward. The corn, still kind of trading that news of the 97 million expected acres, pressuring that. We've made new lows here for the corn contracts. Cotton today, though, up 96 at 52.08. So that was kind of a welcome sight for cotton to be up today. Of course, it's still 50 cents, and that's still really low, but it's come back quite a bit. Now, the stock market currently is down about 450 in the Dow Jones at 20,800. The S&P is down 54 at 24,062. Crude oil has rallied over $10, nearly $11 off its lows, with May at 28.34, up $3 today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.